people of African blood to have lived under an apartheid regime. PK, the character in Power of One, goes to Oxford on a scholarship. He comes back, he's trained as a lawyer, and he meets Tandia, and he falls in love with her. It's forbidden. Black could not marry white or vice versa. In fact, it was a 15-year jail sentence if a white person married or was cohabitated or even slept with a black woman. So, and suddenly PK has this dilemma. He's fallen totally in love with Tandia. The story carries on. Of the two stories, although Power of One has now sold some 5 million copies, I believe, and it's in 11 or 15 languages, I forget how many, I think probably Tandia is the deeper of the two stories. I do hope you're going to enjoy it, and go ahead now and listen.
And now here is your narrator, Humphrey Bower, with Tandia.
Epigraph. Together since the world began, the madman and the lover. Discovered by Allied troops, written on a latrine wall at Dachau. 1. On the morning she was raped, Tandia had risen just before dawn and come back to the graveside to pay her proper respects to Patel. Someone had been there before her. She looked at the grass around the grave, but only her own footprints showed on its wet, dew-frosted surface. They must have come last night. Tandia had been the last to leave the funeral on the previous evening, just a little after sunset, when the cicadas in the dusty mimosa trees around the cemetery had suddenly shut down. She'd watched the two black gravediggers working to fill the hole. As they sliced their long-handled shovels into the red clay, they chanted a soft, urgent rhythm. When they'd heaped the soil high enough and patted it down and rounded it properly, one of them, using the back of his shovel, drove a crude wooden cross into the comfortable-looking mound of soil. They departed still singing softly, shovels across their sweat-wet shoulders, their diminishing shapes outlined against the red sun. Tandia had arranged all the wreaths over the bare mound of earth. Directly under the wooden cross, she'd placed a large bunch of Easter lilies, wrapped in cellophane. The card, pinned to the broad satin ribbon, read, "Rest in peace, Patel. Police Boys Boxing Club." Now someone had moved the Easter lilies to the side to make a place at the foot of the cross for a small Indian oil lamp with a bright blue flame that burnt perfectly still, as though frozen in the pewter light. Beside it stood a tiny brass vase, from which burnt four sticks of incense, and around the cross hung a bright garland of miniature orange and yellow marigolds. Tandia watched as tiny puffs of grey smoke broke away from the sticks. The incense made a warm smell in the dawn air. A little bit of home comfort for Natkin Patel, South Africa's best-known Indian boxing referee, who had been born a Hindu and who died a Christian. Tandia wondered about the appearance of the Indian stuff on Patel's grave. Was Patel already a Christian when he had put his curry sausage into her black mother? Or did it happen only after she was born? Which god was going to punish him for bringing a bastard mixed-race child into the world? Do you suppose the gods keep score? When you turn your back on one god and choose another, does the old god demand vengeance? Or would the Lord Krishna, Patel's old god, be satisfied with a garland of miniature marigolds, four sticks of incense burning in a cheap brass vase and a lighted oil lamp? A careful person like Patel would not have wanted to take any chances. For damn sure, he would have decided it couldn't hurt to leave both gates to paradise a little open. That was Patel, all right. He'd always liked to make arrangements a long way ahead. Patel would have liked the funeral. Quite a lot of white people came. Also, of course, important leaders of the Durban Indian community. Because he was Church of England, which is a pretty rare thing to be when you are a South African Indian, and because he was well respected by the police, they had given permission for his lying in to take place at Kruger's funeral parlour. Kruger said he was prepared to make this concession for a boxing referee and coach, who, even if he was an Indian, was greatly respected and a good type of man. Nevertheless, allowing a dead Indian to be laid out for inspection in a whites-only funeral parlour was a very brave and honourable thing for him to do. To show their appreciation, Mrs. Patel and the two boys, Teddy and Billy, had asked Kruger,